Good morning, 6:37 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and it is the morning after a Santa Rosa County Commission committee meeting, which is Santa Rosa's way of saying an agenda review session. All these different boards and organizations have different names for the same thing, so it can be super confusing. But after the meetings, we always like to have Devan Cook. He is the current interim county administrator in Santa Rosa County. Devan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. So let's start with this. One of the things that we got yesterday was an update kind of on construction. They showed some pretty drone shots of the courthouse that is nearing the end of construction. The outside anyway, the inside has still got a little bit of work, but you can start to see the shape of it. When did we find out, or when is that supposed to actually start taking in, you know, cases and trials and become operational?
We're projecting the end of June. That's our best estimate right now when we'll actually be ready to move the operation, which will probably be a large move, you know, everybody at one time. That's what we're hoping.
Okay, so it's not going to be a progressive, you know, we can get these folks in and then we're going to keep working on it. We're just going to wait till it's ready, move everybody in, and be done with it.
Absolutely. There are a lot of, you know, moving parts in an operation like that, from the IT part to the, you know, scheduling of court. So we're going to try to do it all at one time. That's our hope and plan at this point.
Very good. I know one of the things that came up yesterday in the meeting, Colton Wright had proposed taking the DeSantis bonus for first responders, which was for career firefighters, people who are paid professionals who work a full-time gig at it, and offering that same level of compensation from the county's money to volunteer firefighters, right? Is that kind of the idea?
That is, and as you well know, Santa Rosa County still relies heavily on our volunteer firefighters. You know, they're a really integral part of our fire system in Santa Rosa County, and so, you know, this was brought forward, and just to be sure everyone understands, there were significant requirements to qualify for this. It wasn't just anybody who had said they're a volunteer fireman. They had to respond to a certain percentage of calls and you know, work through the pandemic period. So, you know, it was something that was well thought out by our Firefighters Association and our public safety organization. And you know, we think it was the right thing to do because they are so important to us in Santa Rosa County.
Yeah, it's a very different structure of the system of fire response and the layers and the mutual response that's set up in Santa Rosa County. But I really hate this term volunteer because it makes people think, well, you know, I volunteer every other month as an usher once a Sunday, and so, you know, so I'm a volunteer usher. So why are you paying volunteer firefighter? No. Volunteer is a term of art. It doesn't mean that. It's a very demanding thing, and they do get paid, so it's a weird term, right?
It is, and you know, they're on call 24/7, 365. Mm-hmm. They actually have to go through, and I believe the number is 206 hours of training. You can't just go sign up and say, I'll just show up when I feel like it. It's pretty rigorous training that they have to go through, so, you know, these people are dedicated.
Absolutely.
And they perform a wonderful service for our county.
And it's 51 of them, is I think what Commissioner Wright said. So that'd be $51,000. That's going to be voted on Thursday. You also had, and I thought this was a very cool note, you have a company that I think it was started by a local, but it now exists in the Midwest, and they're coming back?
Yes, a company called Elemental Outdoors, local person from Pace had started this company. Currently they're based in Iowa. They have a very big operation. They market outdoor equipment. They actually have a website online that people can look at. And they felt like climate conditions and just getting back to the area they call home was important. And so we were able to secure a warehouse in our industrial park that they'll be moving into in March, and then eventually they plan to build a much larger facility on one of our vacant areas in one of our industrial parks. So that's a great catch for Santa Rosa County.
Oh, that's fantastic. Do you have a any rough, like, how many employees now, how many employees later? Are they moving their workforce? I mean, kind of just so we get a sense of the scope of this impact.
The number they mentioned last night when they were making their presentation was initially 12 to 15 employees.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they're growing their company, so that will grow as they do.
And again, are they're not moving their employees here, or are they rehiring here, or what's their plan?
They didn't get into that last night. I'm not sure exactly what their plan is on their employees, how many will actually come with them, and how many will be new hires in Santa Rosa County.
Outstanding. And can I assume that as a shipping and distribution company, they're fleeing the weather?
Yes, they are. It's apparently in Iowa. They have some, as they explained to me on the phone when I was speaking with them, they have some times when they can't get their rail cars in and out because of the ice and the snow. And so moving down here, that won't be a problem for them. They can operate year-round.
You know what you should say in the contract is, we guarantee you almost never, almost never will you have interference from ice and snow. Hey, last thing for you, Devan. We're talking to Devan Cook, interim Santa Rosa County Administrator. Came up in the Milton City Council meeting in December, I think. Basically, the question was, what's going on with the wastewater treatment plant? And the assertion by Randy Jorgensen, city manager, was that the Board of County Commissioners, especially now with your new county attorney, Tom Danheiser, that the board apparently does not have an interest in participating in this at all, doesn't want to fund it, just is going to leave for the city to do this. Is that a decision that's been made? Is that a right description? Can you maybe clarify a little bit?
That's accurate. After a lot of review with staff and with our new attorney, we felt like that it would be better for the city to have control of the entire operation than trying to be a partnership. Now, Santa Rosa County is still participating heavily in that our grants department is working with their grants department. There are a couple of large grants that they can qualify for through the county, and we're going to continue to support them in that effort. But we determined that it truly just was going to be very complicated and difficult to manage as a partnership, and we believe the city can handle it on their own, so we're going in that direction.
So you're willing to help facilitate it, not willing to help fund it, and of course in the end lots of county residents will become users of the service provided, but that's going to be something the city of Milton will deal with them, not through you, but on their own, basically. Is that about right?
That's correct. They're a utility, and you know, most utilities manage all of their own budgets and accounts, and so we just felt like that it was best to let them continue to do that and just support them in the background.
Got it. Very good. Well, that clarified. I figured that was the case. I know Randy doesn't usually make mistakes, so I figured that would be true, but I wanted to ask you since we had you on the phone this morning. Well, again, the meeting is going to be Thursday. We're kind of on this new schedule where we're back to having the committee meetings on Monday and their general meeting on Thursday. Devan Cook is the interim county administrator. Devan, thanks as always for the time, sir. Happy New Year to you, by the way, and we'll look forward to seeing the meeting on Thursday.
Thanks so much.